It's known the world over for its catchy jingle encouraging customers to eat fresh. Now Subway wants customers to eat fresh with a clearer conscience. The chain uses around 5.5 million eggs across its 1,400 Australian outlets each year. Now they'll be cage-free eggs. Hope Bertram is Marketing Manager for Humane Food at RSPCA Australia.
Thousands of Australian hens will live a better life thanks to this news, and it shows a lot of leadership and commitment from a company like Subway to only serve cage-free eggs.
When we use the term cage-free, what does that actually mean?
Sure. So a cage-free system is generally a barn-laid system. And I think it's really important to remember that anything outside of a cage is certainly better than a life in a cage. Hens in cages can't flap their wings, they can't dust bathe, they can't lay their eggs in a nest, which are pretty basic behavioural needs of a hen. A hen in a cage-free system certainly has more room to be able to do that and can move more freely about the barn and isn't confined to a cage. They can lay their eggs in a nest a really good barn-raised system will also have enrichment for the birds as well.
The trend is moving away from caged eggs, which is estimated to make up 60% of supply in Australia. Coles no longer stocks its home brand caged eggs, and Woolworths is expected to phase out caged eggs by 2018. McDonald's has also committed to going cage-free by that year. Hope Bertram says change is being felt widely.
I think more consumers are starting to become more mindful of where their eggs come from and are basically saying hens in cages aren't acceptable. And I think Subway has listened to their customers and as a company they see this as the right thing to do by their customers, but also most importantly for the hen.
But Dion Anderi, Managing Director of Day's Eggs, South Australia's largest egg producer, doesn't believe the trend away from caged eggs will last.
It's been trending that way for some years, not based on any fact. It's really based on perception and emotion at the moment, but there's not too much science involved in it. They're just following consumer trending and probably 5 years behind where the UK was with this, and they've reversed that trend.
Okay, so overseas we've seen it go this way, but then turn around. What's the reason behind that?
Oh, I think the efficiencies evolved with non-cage production have impacted. I think you'll find that there's health and other aspects that could impact as well.
Day's Eggs is currently expanding its free-range production in the state's mid-north in response to market demand. The company's free-range flock will increase to 380,000, with the remaining third to be caged. You're changing the way that you do business to meet, as you say, that customer perception, but the way the market is going to be going in the coming years. Do you see that you might be reversing that trend, after putting all your money and resources into heading this way?
Yeah, we've future-proofed our business to cater for fluctuations because we do have a lot of interference in the industry from outside. But we feel we're well-placed to meet any trend either way.
The RSPCA says any move to uncage hens is a positive one and wants more businesses to follow Subway's lead.